You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Listeners, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. We'll talk about pets today.
Who let the dogs out?
Ooh. Hey, good morning, guys. It was so great seeing you last week at InvestorCon. I am glad I got to chat with you, Annette, and Sarah, sorry I didn't get to meet you. I was thinking of a podcast you guys did about hosting dogs. I'm looking specifically for the items I need to get, and I can't find it. So anyway.
Okay. And then she goes on to give her personal information.
And so how she talked to me at happy hour, and Sarah was nowhere to be found. So,
which is very on brand.
So let's go behind the scenes a little bit. If you ever see me out, please stop me, approach me. You can take me to happy hour, but I'm happy to answer any questions and hang out. Sarah loves people. You just might not see her out and about.
I'm getting work done because that's my obsession.
Yeah. Can I do it one more time? Who let the dogs out? Okay, fine. She doesn't like that one. I like that one. All right. This is a great question. My first thing that I want to give a shout out to, and we'll put a link, is I think hosting pets is a great reason to have a device like NoiseAware. So if you have someone that brings a pet and the dog is incessantly barking, that hopefully it would help you just know if that was happening ahead of time. So you can get ahead of it, depending on how close you are to your neighbors and just kind of seeing, are they leaving the dog there for extended periods of time, unattended to, and just something that will help you kind of have a pulse on the pet activity.
There is so much dog content we could, but that's for lots of different episodes. But today we're going to talk about what amenities you can leave your guests,
our fur friends,
if you are pet friendly, dog friendly. And we are going to niche down to dogs, but we want this list to kind of open up your mind and think about other ways that you could really surprise and delight both your four-legged guests and your human guests. With that being said, all of these suggestions come with the caveat of making sure you either chat with your insurance provider.
Homeowners association, if you have one.
Right. This is obviously blanket ideas for you. Whether or not they're a good fit for you and your specific business, make sure you do your own.
We will not be held liable for anything in this episode.
We just are liable for great ideas that you need to suss out for yourself. Okay. You ready?
Yep. Let's do it.
All right. So we have a list here for everyone. So something fun that you could provide is a dog bed. Comfortable and clean dog bed for your furry guests to relax and sleep in. Now, learn the hard way. There's also another idea we have here of what we started to provide in our listing is those blankets that are super absorbent. What are they called?
Blanket or a towel?
Like a towel. Super absorbent towel. The word is
microfiber.
Thank you. So when you're...
Shout out Mary Jane, my mom. She uses microfibers for everything.
They make microfiber towels for pets for like when we come in from the rain.
And they even have a cute little paw in them.
They do.
On them, so you can display them and know, hey, these are for the dog and they don't ruin your normal towels.
But with that, make sure when you add these new amenities, before you add them, discuss the new systems and processes with your turnover team and inspection team. Don't just surprise them with these new things in your rental. Make sure you have what the new process is going to be to make sure that the dog bed is clean and that the microfiber towel is clean and ready to go every time.
There's probably a water dish and a you know, food dish that are specific for the pets. So those will also need to be cleaned.
And that was my next idea, was to provide those. Sometimes I'm a pet parent and I sometimes forget those.
Yeah, I don't want a dog licking out of the same bowl I'm going to eat my cereal
out of. They might do it anyway.
I know, let's at least like, let me live in the idea that everyone's going to use the dog dish.
Oh, so good. Okay. Some other things you could include to surprise and delight your four-legged or furry friends. It doesn't matter how many legs they have. A selection of toys that they can play with.
Appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Yep. Another idea is outdoor space, if possible. If you can provide a secure and fenced-in outdoor area where dogs can safely roam. One of our rentals, we could dial in the return on our investment of putting a fence in and making it a place where dogs could go outside and safely run around. It has catapulted this rental's booking availability and visibility on the OTAs, which is great.
Mm-hmm. When they are outside in the fenced-in arena, you know what we need to give them? We need to give them the doggy bags, maybe a scooper mm-hmm. if you can too, but providing that and a place to dispose of it would be lovely.
We made a YouTube video and Annette refused to say the word poop bag. So I just want to say it right now to make her feel uncomfortable.
It's disgusting. It's a doo-doo sack. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm getting loopy here with this pet episode.
All right.
Who let the dogs out?
Next one is, this is kind of our idea of the microfiber towel, is the doggy cleanup station or the pet cleanup station. Set up a designated area, like what Annette said, with waste bags and disposal bin for easy cleanup after walks. Also the towel. What else could you provide for that? Maybe there's like a, I don't know, a detangler spray. And that's what I put on my dogs.
The caveat with all of it is making sure that you leave it so people can read exactly what's in all of, like if you're leaving something like that, they know the ingredients. I mean, a leash. Let's leave them a leash just in case they forgot theirs at home.
You could potentially do that. There's grooming supplies that could be a part of that doggy cleanup station that include dog shampoo, like we said, towels for handy guests for cleaning up the dogs after they need them, maybe like a dog-friendly brush or a pet-friendly brush.
And listeners, this is above and beyond. Trust us, because there's a lot of these things that we don't leave, but we're just giving you all the things today. But we don't want you to feel pressure that these are a must.
I'm pressuring you, no joking. Okay, also, here are some non-physical amenities you can leave your guests, is a list of nearby parks and trails that are pet-friendly.
Oh, I like that.
So provide information about nearby dog parks, trails, and pet-friendly attractions in your area. I mean, how nice of you to do that for your guests so they don't have to Google those things. And bonus points if you can go out and make sure these places actually are what they say they are, or make sure the reviews are positive so you're not sending your guests on a wild goose chase or to something that's not great. Another idea is local pet services. So to share information about local dog groomers, pet sitters, and veterinarians in case guests need any assistance while they're in your space.
24-hour vet.
Yeah. I would love that as a pet mom.
Yep.
And then,
I mean, besides building a dog house, I think we got it covered.
Well, last but not least, this kind of ties in with the nearby parks and trails, but dog-friendly recommendations, provide a list of nearby restaurants, cafes, and shops where dogs are welcome, making it easier for guests to explore the area with their furry friends.
So they're not leaving them home alone. Something that the doghouse just like brought to my team. What if you made some really cool doghouse? Remember Paris Hilton built that dog condo for her dog?
And like put herself right
it's
now.
It's okay. I don't care. Our listeners know what I'm talking about. But great question. And again, start with the basics and you can always add on later.
Absolutely. Being pet friendly does change the game. It really opens up your exposure to more people, but you have to be prepared. And yep. Not just with the amenities you leave them, but also with what happens when you turn that place over. So that if a next guest who comes stays with you, they don't want to be a part of a pet friendly space, can you reset the stage to a point where it can still serve their needs? The guests will come check in next. Do you need to make sure you're communicating? I've had guests appreciate that we say that we're pet friendly because that way they know that place is not for them.
Right. Let's just do one little bonus point on this episode, Sarah. There was a problem recently with pet hair in beds. Mm-hmm. How have you combated that? Because that was an issue for a while. We do want to be honest with the guests, some things that come along with furry friends.
Yeah, that's a whole other, how much time you got? We tried a few things, listeners. So we tried a sign on the fridge saying,
"Yeah, not a fan of that.
Your pets are not allowed to sleep in the beds." And then we went a little bit of a less aggressive route, and we had a cute little 4x6 picture frame that just reminded our guests that we prefer the pets not to sleep in the bed. We also have in our house rules that if you want the pets in your bed, to bring your own linens. But here's the moral of the story. They're going to go into your bed anyway. And here's what worked for us is obviously we charge a pet fee, and that's a whole other conversation, but we don't do it the way that Airbnb tries to have us do it. We have our own system for collecting pet fees because one flat fee and one size fits all, it does not work for our business. So knowing that, we have extra funds to work with to get these linens to where they need to go. But in an easy to explain, we lint roll the bed before we take the bedding off the bed. So we remove as much hair as we can. We wash it by itself, right? Make sure it gets washed by itself. If you send it out to the laundromat, make sure it gets sent out by itself. And then we use, you know what does work? And you know what I'll link to in the show notes? Are these dryer sheets that are made to collect more pet hair. Because Annette's referring to one instance where I stripped a bed that had a dog on it and I lint rolled it off. I just couldn't get it all off. So we washed it separately. And I could still see some hair on the bedding. I put it in the dryer anyway. And I put it with those dryer sheets. I took it out. It was awesome. It was good to go. So those are my tips. That's what works for me. If you have any more tips you want to add to that, let us know.
Yeah, pet-friendly places. Reach out. Let us know.
All right. With that, hopefully that's helpful. I'm Sarah Kerr-Kahan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are.
Thanks for visiting.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.